And we're joined by one of the funniest people in the business, and it's Mike O'Malley joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Mike, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. It's really good to have you aboard this morning.
Joe, great to talk to you, man. Thanks for making time for me. It's great to chat with you. Just very excited about this show that I've got going on Stars, that LeBron James, one of the co-executive producers.
Oh, really? That's very cool. So there are an awful lot of sports ties with you, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. And it's Survivor's Remorse, and Season 2 starts Saturday, August 22nd, 9:30 a.m. Pacific time on Stars. Break it all down for us. Why do I need to check it out?
Well, anyone who's seen an ESPN documentary about an athlete who makes a ton of money and loses it all would be interested in this show, because it examines that idea. What happens when you're a kid who grew up in the inner city with nothing, suddenly has newfound, untold millions, and you have a tremendous amount of people who feel as if they are the parents of that success hanging on and around you. And how do you make the correct choices to keep that money and to grow in your new life? This is an idea that came from LeBron James and his business partner, Maverick Carter. They both grew up in Akron, Ohio, and grew up in a tough town with a tough upbringing. And they relate to this idea that suddenly you find yourself at the top of the world. You're hanging out with Warren Buffett and, Jimmy Iovine and, owners of basketball teams and owners of football teams and Bill Gates and et cetera, et cetera. That's heady stuff for a young kid who didn't even go to college, which is LeBron James. And yet, you have a tremendous amount of pressure and a tremendous amount of people looking at you to carry the dreams of a franchise and a city on your back. And so it's a show about how does somebody try to remember where they came from and yet still evolve into the person that they want to be. And it's a comedy about a family that's trying to go along with this person and make sure that they remember where they came from.
That's interesting, because you've got some humor in there, but you've got something real that strikes at the heart of success in many ways. When you come from nothing and you have success, and a lot of times we focus with that kind of success and people who come from nothing to have that success, sports and entertainer types. And oftentimes it ends up a sad and cautionary tale, whether it be, the myriad of athletes who came from hard scrabble upbringings and had great success and then squandered all of it, to, entertainers who've done the same thing. And it doesn't even always have to be the hard scrabble athlete or the athlete from the hard scrabble background. You look at a lot of these female tennis players where dad decides that this 14-year-old girl is going to become head of the breadwinner of the family. And you see what that's done to them. Look at like a Jennifer Capriati, and look at what her life turned into in many ways as a result of her dad deciding that at 14, 15 years old, she was going to be the breadwinner. So it's a great cautionary tale. And this show sounds like it does a great job of spotlighting that with seriousness and humor at the same time. So there's an entertainment factor to it.
Well, yeah, and it's like think about the amount of stupid things that when you're growing up, or even as an adult, that you say in life. Well, imagine if, one tweet, imagine if all of us, thing that we say with the microphone in front of us when we're in a bad mood can just completely unravel our entire career. One comment that we make on some, national news event that we don't really think about when we're saying it, the impact it's going to have. It's just, I think that our professional athletes, if you root for a team from a town and you really, really care about it, that people's emotional lives are just so wrapped up in the sports that they root for. And I'm a big sports fan, and I know that what it's like to be on the losing end. I know it's what it's like to be on the winning end, and I put pressure on those athletes because when my entire family is sitting around the living room watching a sporting event, and we're loving the idea that we're all together and we have this shared experience, and an athlete either succeeds or fails, you know, it brings down, you know, it either elevates the party or brings down the party. These guys are just, you know, they're just regular guys from regular towns, you know, with all that pressure on them. And you see it get to people, right? It's an extraordinary person who can overcome that kind of pressure.
And again, the show is Survivor's Remorse. Season 2 debuts on Starz Saturday, August 22nd, 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. You've got to check this out because there's the comedy elements, there's the good message elements, and there's just great entertainment from – and, you know, you've got LeBron James, as you said, involved in the project. You, who's not only a sports fan.
He did an episode this year, Joe. He's really, really good. He was a great guy. He did an episode a week after he lost the NBA Finals. You know, the guy is just an incredible guy. I know it's tough for folks who have to root against him and play against him because, you know, when he's beating your team, he's easy to dislike. But he's just a tremendous guy. And the idea that, you know, he's trying to help people, he just put, you know, all these kids, he just gave $87 million to put kids from Akron, Ohio through college. I mean, this just guy is just an amazing individual. He really is. He's doing stuff that, you know, you want all of your professional athletes to do and how to behave. Talk about giving back. I mean, he just gives back and gives back and gives back. And if anybody who doesn't have Starz, they can go right now to his Facebook page, LeBron James Facebook page, and you can watch the first episode of this season for free on his Facebook page.
That's awesome. Great way to give back. I know you're a sports fan. I know you're on something of a schedule. Heck with it. Everybody always makes me wait. I'm going to make somebody wait.
Good.
Your beloved Boston Red Sox, changing direction. Dave Dombrowski, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I was just reading about it last night. You know, I thought that, look, they spent a lot of money for great players, and the players have to play. And every year, you know, but the Red Sox are now, you know, a place where the tickets are expensive and they got to put together a winning product or, you know, you got to feed the beast. And sometimes people have to be sacrificial lambs. You know, they thought they just need pitching. If the guys can't hit the ball, okay, if you're getting out great hitters, they're not going to score runs and you're going to win ball games. They didn't have the pitching this year. So you can bring in Dave Dombrowski, but Dave Dombrowski is not pitching. He's not pitching for the Boston Red Sox. And so from what I understand, he's a guy who trades prospects and doesn't necessarily, you know, care so much about the future, who wants to win now. But, you know, the Boston – I grew up a Boston Red Sox fan, and we had heartbreaking – you know, it's well documented, all the heartbreaking loss that – Red Sox fans experience until they finally won in 2004. No one wants to hear Red Sox fans complain now. They won 3 World Series in the last 10 years. You know, nobody cares about New England fans losing at this point, right? It's like with the Patriots, with the Bruins, the Celtics, the Red Sox, it's like we're to ourselves. We can deal with our own pain. And I love watching baseball, so it's hard to see them not do well this year. But they'll come back.
Well, I got an idea to make them come back, and I remember it back in 2007. Contact Yahoo Sports and do a blog in 2016 where you follow the Red Sox, and they'll win another World Series.
That was pretty awesome. I love doing that. I love doing it. But it was too much pressure watching the game while I was having to write about it. I mean, that's just too much pressure.
Now you know how we feel. Everybody thinks what I do is easy. I'm like, see, it ain't all that easy, man.
No, it isn't easy. And you have to be creative, and you have to think what's your take on it that's unique, and you got to make, you know, interesting, commentary about it. No, what you got, listen, anybody who works in your industry, how you continue to, you know, be able to tell interesting, you know, penetrating stories about sports. It's hard. It takes a lot of work. I tip my hat to you.
The hardest part is trying to balance my checkbook because I'm in radio, and like crime, radio doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Mike.
Well, Joe, you keep at it, man, and you're going to be making some money.
Well, you thanks so much. You apologize to the people running the media tour. Tell them I'm sorry I kept you a little late, but you're dynamic, you're fun, and I've always loved your work, so I kept you an extra couple of minutes. We appreciate it. You want on here anytime you're in.
You know what? We'll do that, and I'll come down. We'll sit down. We'll talk sports for a longer period.
You got it, man. I'll take you to lunch.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully you enjoy White Castle. That was Mike O'Malley joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack.